Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is taken from our Gospel reading from the 5th chapter of St. Matthew, with an emphasis on these words. Jesus said, "Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is our text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, amen. Dear friends, the festival of All Saints' Day is probably the most bittersweet festival in all of the church year, if we truly examine it. Bitter in that we are, of course, on this day forced to call to mind the separation of death between us and those whom we love. Sweet in that we know that so separated, they now rest from their labors in Christ Jesus. As we consider this morning the saints who have come before us, no doubt many of us have very different images in mind of those saints. On this day, you might remember a parent, a grandparent, a brother, sister, friend, a spouse, or even a child. Still others may have an altogether different conception of the saints, and no, I'm not just talking about those ones that live down in New Orleans. For those of you who have come to the Lutheran Church from a Roman tradition, you may still have that image firmly engraved in your heads of the wizened fathers of the faith when you speak about the saints. You call to mind the saints of old, like St. Peter, St. Paul, and St. John. However, friends, the truth concerning who the saints are is, quite frankly, a rather all of the above. For you see, a saint is none other than any individual who clings to the faith that was made theirs in holy baptism. A saint is one who receives forgiveness and life from Christ. This understanding of sainthood presents an interesting predicament, then, for All Saints' Day. We tend to spend more time as a people examining and debating with fellow Christians what exactly makes a saint than we do pointing to him who is the very life of the saints. In other words, you might say that All Saints' Day is a festival in the church which easily runs off the rails of good intentions and can all too easily get bogged down in all manners of bad theology. For while it is true that, yes, we remember the blessed saints who came before us on this day, that is not, in fact, the principal reason that we celebrate it as a festival in the church year. Nor, for that matter, are we called to consider how close we individually might be to sainthood, as our Catholic brothers and sisters might, when they stack their works against the canon of the saints. No. As with every other feast and festival in the church year, All Saints' Day, dear friends, it is about Christ. Indeed, this day, perhaps more than just about any other day, must be about Christ. Or frankly, we ought not to be celebrating it. For what good is there in acknowledging those who have departed this earthly life if we do not first and foremost acknowledge Christ? What is there to rejoice over in calling to mind the memory of the dead if they have not died in Christ? Divorced from the salvation of Christ, they would be no more than dust in the wind, or the flower that once its season has come and gone withers and fades. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, the proclamation of Christ is paramount on this day, in that there are none who might call themselves saints apart from him. Our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 5, chosen for this particular Sunday because it represents the characteristics of sainthood, offers a similar conundrum for us as we teach it to a new generation of Christians. What do I mean by this? Well, think for a moment. You're familiar with the Beatitudes. Many of you in this room have likely heard them read before. But But how many of you have heard them preached before in this way? Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit, so you all, you had better find yourselves poor in spirit. Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers, so you all should really make peace with whoever it is you are quarreling with before it is too late. Jesus said, blessed are the meek, so you had better be the meekest, mildest, most humble Christian in the congregation, or God help you. And that's just it. God help you. The Beatitudes, much like the day they are read, are frequently misunderstood, and they find themselves caught up in a wave of false teaching that must be corrected if we are to truly understand why it is that Christ has given them to us. If Matthew chapter 5 presents us with a list of qualifications, hoops that must be jumped through in order for you to call yourself a saint, then who, I ask, in this sanctuary could rightly call themselves a saint? Are any of you poor enough? Are any of you peaceable enough? Are any of you pure enough, merciful, meek, hungry, and thirsty enough? God help me, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I am not. If we read Matthew chapter 5 as a type of new law, a law which was handed down from the mount where Christ revealed all things in the Sermon on the Mount, then God help all of us, for there is not one here who will enter into glory with all the saints who rest in heaven. But friends, thanks be to God that indeed he has given us help on this day. This day which is not about us, not about the works of the saints, but about Christ. Thus, if we apply a like understanding of Matthew chapter 5, we see that it too must necessarily be about Christ. Blessed is Christ, who though he was rich, became poor for our sake. Blessed is Christ, who though he was great, came down from heaven, who entered into meekness and humility, who took on our flesh and suffered all of its trials as we do. Blessed is Christ, who makes peace with lost sinners and their heavenly Father. Blessed is Christ, who, though perfect in righteousness, called out from the cross, I thirst. Blessed is Christ, who was reviled, slandered, persecuted, and killed for the sake of sinners. And blessed is Christ, who has done all of these things on our behalf, that we too might have life in his name. Therefore, dear friends, if in all things I cling to Christ, then despite my tribulation, despite my suffering, despite my labor, I am blessed indeed. For it is Christ who I am baptized into, and it is Christ in whom my salvation, your salvation, now rests secure. If Matthew 5 be about Christ, then it must be good news for the Christian and not law. Therefore, I and you and all of the saints with us are blessed indeed. Blessed are the saints in Christ, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the saints in Christ, for they are comforted. Blessed are the saints in Christ, for they shall inherit the earth. They shall be satisfied. They shall receive mercy. They shall receive God. They shall even be called sons of God. Let us rejoice, dear children of the Lord, as this day we set our sights not on the works of our hands, but on the labors of Christ in him crucified. For clinging to him, as the saints before us, we mourn not in despair. We mourn not in hopelessness. We mourn in joy. We mourn in the blessed assurance of life in his name. As we remember with joy those who have departed from us in this last year, may we do so in the confidence that as they dwell in the nearer presence of their Savior, They know the fullest consolation of his comfort and peace. They have received a blessed end to their labors. And for us, for we who continue our labor in this time and place, may we likewise share in the consolation of Christ, who labored for us, and who will reunite us with his saints of all times and all places with him on the last day. Though the work ahead of us may be difficult, and though we do daily suffer from affliction because of sin, this same Christ Jesus, who shed his blood for us, now invites us here in this place, in this church, to take part in his supper, his communion, here and now with all the peoples who confess his name, not just in this building, but in eternity. Baptized into Christ, in communion with Christ, he knows our sorrow and hardships, and we know his joy and peace. Blessed are you, he says, when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This conclusion to the Beatitudes. Let this be our real and present hope this All Saints' Day. May we ever suffer as those who came before us suffered, confident that their reward is indeed our reward. Life with Christ, a life in which we are daily and richly blessed. Blessed indeed. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in this same Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.